questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. For that, we have again invited a respected scholar, guest of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary School. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. It's a great pleasure for us to have you here. The question of the day is again about the women and their own dowry, or what we call it technically in Islamic terminology as mahr. It is quite known in an Islamic environment that ladies are given their own mahr or dowry for the respect that Islam actually gives to the ladies and women. But the questioner comes and looks at this aspect of Islamic teachings with, let's say, another look. It says, what is a dowry? What is a mahr? And what is the reason that Islam puts such a money or such a, monetary value for the ladies? Is lady or is woman a commodity that wants to be traded? Islam wants it to be traded for money. What is the difference between mahr and the concept of, let's say, prostitution? This question comes to actually doubt about the mahr or the, let's say, the value that Islam gives to the ladies, to the women. But he wants to compare it to, a bad concept in the social level. To say that, okay, if we pay something as a dowry or mahr to a lady, it equals the kind of money that is given to the ladies who we take refuge to God are involved in prostitution. I want you, Sheikh, to shed some light on that and tell us what is the philosophy behind giving a dowry to a lady or a woman in Islamic perspective. And can it be in any way be compared to prostitution or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think the concept of prostitution is clear for those people who want to accuse Islam of having this kind of indecency. Mm-hmm. You see that this question goes to those people, unfortunately, who practice that this kind of indecency and this prostitution. And they do not value the real value of women. Mm-hmm. And they do not understand the value and the position of women. And they do not respect the status of women in society. Mm-hmm. And only for having low paid workers.
That's true.
They want to use women. Unfortunately, they want to destroy the family system. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, have this kind of low paid, workforce. And because of that, they propagate and they advertise this prostitution, and they are against the concept of family. I think this question and critique goes to those people.
Very true.
And of course, my dear listeners understand which people that I'm talking to you, to mm-hmm. them. But when we go to the, religion, this divine religion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we talk about the dowry, you see that this dowry, first of all, is a gift. Mm-hmm. This is gift. Because in the verse of Noble Quran, chapter Nisa, verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَآتُ النِّسَى صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. Give the dowry of people of women as free gift to them. Because if you want to get married to a specific woman, you have to give some kind of gift as a sign of love.
So gifting somebody is really recommended, and it's not something to be blamed with.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, of course, it is encouraged in the religion.
And even we have it in our Islamic narrations that if you love somebody or if you want to show your affection towards somebody, gift him something.
Yeah, نحلة. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as a free gift, give the dowry to them. You very show true. Your love and affection to that particular woman. And if you go to the term of sadaqat, or for example, in other Islamic terms, we have sadaq, all of them referring to dowry. For those people who are familiar with Arabic literature, they can understand what this sadaq means. It comes from, it originates from sadaq.
Mm-hmm.
Sidq means truth. If you want to show your, real love to that particular woman, mm-hmm. that you really love that woman, you have to give some kind of gift.
Very
okay?
true.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this kind of dowry obligated on man to pay it, okay, for the sign of love to that woman, and it is actually the right of that woman to receive that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it doesn't matter whether it is low or, for example, expensive. It doesn't matter. But I have to add this point that in Islam, it is recommended to be in a decent way, not very expensive one.
Right.
Because we have a narration, he said that, As-sadaqu ma taradaya alay. In that mm-hmm. Imam al-Baqir, if I'm not mistaken, he said that dowry is, depend on the agreements of both sides, men and women. Qalla aw kathur, whether it is low or too much. But amma al-mar'a, in another narration, Imam said, amma al-mar'a fashumaha ghala'u mahriha. It is kind of misfortune for women to have high and heavy dowry. It is not acceptable, and it is disliked to have kind of expensive dowry.
Very true. Thank you very much for this explanation. So, Sheikh, it is being said again in the same question that why do you compare the lady to a good, to some goods, or let's say commodity that you need to pay for? As you said clearly, this is not looked at, for example, something as a, let's say, goods or let's say commodity that we are paying for. We are actually giving her a sort of gift to show that, to show our love and affection towards her, right?
Have you looked at, I really wonder why we have such a question from this divine, beautiful religion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at the pages of the social media? For those advertisements, they use the naked body of women. Unfortunately, they want to, for example, they want to buy very, very simple things, very cheap things. They use the body naked woman of a woman to, in order just to have, for example, $1 or $2 receive it more and to have kind of advertisement for that. Is that really respect to the woman? And you have seen a lot of scene. Very too much scenes, advertisement attached to the naked body of woman for some futile things, really, cheap things. They use that.
Very true.
It is unfortunately disrespect to the woman, disrespect to the status of woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering why even those people sometimes criticize this divine religion of Allah. I want to say that your dowry is. For example, it showed that woman is committed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that just be fair if you want to question any religion, not only Islam, any religion you want to criticize, just be fair in that, in your perspective, and
try
to understand it. I ask my dear listeners to have sufficient study and at least to have one or two pages about the dowry, and then question.
We learned this point, this precious one that you referred to from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he said that even judge your enemy with fair and justice. So we need to judge fairly whoever is in front of us. Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah.
Okay, Sheikh, the next step, it might be asked that, okay, can you ignore that dowry in the relationship between men and women in order to prevent it to be compared to prostitution? For example, we said this is a gift, but this gift is compulsory on man, right? So in order to prevent that from being compared to prostitution, in prostitution, the payment cannot be ignored, like it's something, again, compulsory. The person is asking that, can it be, let's say, ignored and, let's say, deleted and omitted from this bargain, from this relation, or not?
Not, we cannot ignore the dowry. Mm-hmm. Because, again, if you want to have accurate understanding of this Islamic law, you should have inclusive look at the other Islamic laws, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, you have to articulate a contract, mm-hmm. aqd, we call it,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this contract is, again, very important, and it takes it away and take it far from the prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have, first of all, if that lady is virgin, you have to ask for the permission of her father.
That's okay? True.
And then to articulate a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is very important. And to assign mahar, which means the dowry,
mm-hmm.
okay? In that case, you can have a kind of, you can form a kind of marriage in Islam. And not only in Islam, even in other religions, like, for example, Christianity or Judaism,
mm-hmm.
even their marriage is respected according to the Islamic laws. It is far from the prostitution.
Very
for true. Those people who formulated their marriage according to Christianity, it is respected.
Very
or
true.
For example, Judaism, it is too much respected, and it is Islamically acceptable form of marriage, and they are not considered to be, God forbid, any prostitution.
So we do not care if they are going to compare it with something bad. They can compare everything to that again.
Of course, there is no comparison here.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who are familiar with this concept, there is no comparison because mm-hmm. prostitution has no any, does not have, lacks all condition here.
Very true.
You know, lacks mm-hmm. all conditions.
This contract by itself is a single sentence, but with this single sentence, you make something haram to something halal.
And it is this single, you know, the form of that, it sounds to be very simple, but actually it's, you know, constitute kind of a strong relationship between man and woman.
Very
you
true.
See?
Yeah.
And a strong love, affection, and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loyalty is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people who, my dear listeners, who have experienced this kind of Islamic contract, which we call it aqd, with all condition, they feel kind of complete and absolute loyalty between two sides.
Very true.
Okay? And according to the verse of Noble Quran, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that verse, he said that this is a very strong relationship between both sides via this contract and, of course, with other conditions.
Very true. So based on what you explained, mahr is something, mahr or dowry is something which is being gifted to the lady in order to show the love and affection towards her. And it's quite different with what we call it, a payment which is going to be given to a lady who actually does some unlawful action.
I'm just wondering how this dear respected questioner made this comparison between, because there is no comparison here.
Mm-hmm.
At all, you cannot compare. I said that even with the marriage in other religions, you cannot compare that.
Very
because
true.
Prostitution is totally different and away from these kinds of contract, loyalty, and it, you know, it is far away from all of that.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and your enlightenment on this issue. I hope that you, respected listeners, have enjoyed the quite informative explanations of Sheikh Noor Muhammad in this show. That's why I would like to invite you to join us again in our upcoming session, where we shall discuss about the concept of committing a suicide from an Islamic perspective. Till then, I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن